Hello, everyone, and welcome to Come On Sis with Chi. I'm Chi, and today with me, I have a special guest, my tribe member, Bree, also known on the gram as Magically Brelicious.
Hello, hello, hello.
So today, we're going to talk about balance. So over the past month, I have just been having the most peaceful existence in my life. And the reason being is that I found a mantra that has assisted me with maintaining balance in all situations in my life. And that balance comes from me just saying, I need to mind my own fucking business. A lot of people don't realize, but all the stress that comes in your life from other people just stems from the fact that we just don't mind our fucking business.
Mind our fucking business. For those in the back who did not hear, mind
your fucking business. And this is such a strong concept that most people do not follow today. And it causes a lot of just real bad situations. For instance, you see how there are certain people that are consistently minding other people's business and causing all types of distress and destruction.
And distraction.
Yes. Ooh. Hella distraction. And it's just so simple. If we all just minded our fucking business, we would be stress-free all the time. And we would be in a consistent state of balance. So, Brie, I want to ask you, how do you maintain balance in your life by minding your fucking business?
I mean, that's just it. Minding my own fucking business. Because I know that if I don't, what am I going to do with myself? What am I going to take down and focus on me if I'm minding somebody else's business? Good things can't come to me if I'm worried about yours.
Exactly. That is such a great and valid point. That a lot of times we spend so much time focused on other people and what they're doing. If we took that same energy and we focused it inward onto ourselves, on our own personal and professional development, we would not be, first of all, stressed. Second of all, we would be way further along with accomplishing our goals and our dreams than we are now. And you would actually create a space where people are not always looking to you for something or begging you for something or trying to take something from you, because you're actually teaching people how to engage you when you're minding your own fucking business. Because they already know if they're going to step to you, they already know what you're going to say. You're going to say, that's not my business. I'm staying out this shit. I'm going by my fucking business. So on top of the mantra, there's also other things that, you know, I do to maintain balance in my life. And that's really taking my time. We live in such a fast-paced world right now where people are always talking about how fast things need to move. Everybody's just like pushing each other out of the way. Everybody's already on to the next thing before they even get a chance to even be settled on something. Like, it just seems like everybody is just moving and shaking. And it's like, I used to do the same thing. You know, I'd be the one in traffic behind somebody because I feel like they're not moving fast enough and they doing the whole speed limit. And then I just realized, like, why am I rushing? Where am I rushing to? And then I kind of took a whole, you know, I took like an overlook of everything. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm rushing my whole life. Like, why am I rushing towards death? Like, what is the purpose of doing that? And I had noticed that even more into myself, that if I looked around me at the people around me, my friends, my husband, just people that I cared about, that I wasn't really able to engage with them on a deep level, because it was always this microwave minute. It was always this, I can't, you know, I'm on to the next thing, on to the next thing, on to the next joke, on to the next funny thing, on to the next thing that we need to do, on to the next task. And I didn't really get to enjoy those moments. So now I realize when I started slowing down, I started to have a lot more gratitude in my life for not just the people in my life, but also for the experiences. And that was like the deepest thing that I got from this past month, was that I really need to stop for a moment and I really need to just be in that moment and just enjoy it for whatever it is. Positive, negative, and all in between, because negativity
is a part of balance.
Yes.
It is a part of balance, and it's a beautiful part of balance because lessons come with both. Like,
I agree.
I like sitting in the losses sometimes. Like, you got to sit in your losses, you got to sit in your bullshit, and it just adds to the strength to come out of the struggle.
That's true. And how we ever learn and how we ever grow or appreciate things without those things happening, without that struggle. And I was just talking about this the other day, that, you know, a lot of times we're not really honest with ourselves, and that can cause a deep imbalance, because you're just like, you know what it really is. You know what's really going on with you. You know what you have to do. But we make so many excuses for ourselves that we just are like, I can't do it. You start to have the negative thoughts. You start to doubt yourself. You start to lose confidence in things that you're doing. And then you start to even look at yourself crazy. You start to have this negative self-talk. And what's really interesting about negative self-talk is that we are so rude to ourselves. We say shit to ourselves that if somebody outside of us said that shit, the same shit that we self-talk to ourselves, we would cuss them the fuck out. We would be like, I'm not, nah, you're not fitting to talk to me crazy and think I'm just going to sit here and just take it. But we do that all the time to ourselves, which again, it creates an imbalance. It creates this divide within yourself. And then as you're moving through the world, it actually creates a domino effect, which affects every single aspect of your life. And that just comes to the point where balance is really about all about yourself and how you view yourself and your perspective and knowing where you're at and knowing how to maneuver in different situations. You're going to get mad sometimes. It's not about having emotions. It's about, how do I regulate myself? How do I make this situation that I deem as either negative or undesirable, how do I turn that into something that's going to assist me in my growth and help me with moving forward?
Self-assessment is amazing too. Like, sometimes you gotta listen here, self.
Yes.
Pull your shit together.
Yes, the self-assessment be strong, honey. Mm-hmm. And that was one thing that I had, you know, one thing I started doing also was really like having conversations with myself out loud. Like, some people say, oh, if you're, as long as you have a conversation with yourself, but you're not answering yourself back, then you're okay. And it's like, nah. I answer myself back. I don't care how crazy I look. This is a tool that I utilize to be able to not only check myself, but to keep myself motivated and keep myself on the path that I choose for myself. So if I'm having like a down day and I'm feeling bad about myself, I just be talking to myself like, hey, bitch, come on, bitch. We got shit to do. You don't have time to sit here and be depressed. I love you. You're awesome. We gonna kill this. You know exactly what you need to do. Let's get this popping. Let's go. And that really does help me. What are some of the things that you do, Brie, to help you to stay motivated and focused on your goals?
So I really like to write my goals out. For me, when I write things out, I feel like that's just a part of my manifestation process. Like, I need to see it on paper, envision it, and build around it. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing that I love to do. And again, self-assessment, like, you have to answer yourself back. Who else you talk? I'm talking to you, so you better answer me.
Yes.
Like, that's a part of the plan, like, and it should always happen. Self-assessment is a recurring thing, because the game plan change all the time.
Yes. Those are facts right there. And I'm just glad that you know, I am around individuals and people who not only get me, but are on the same frequency and understand that, you know, growth and hardship go hand in hand. You can't have balance without having things that might be detrimental to you. And like right now, you'll see a lot of in the new age and what one of my sis calls the namaste bullshitters, is that it's just all about love and light, love and light. Everything's fine. I don't care what's going on. Everything is cool. But the reality is like, when you're out here in the world, you're still a human being. Yes, we are spiritual beings having a human existence, having a human experience. So we have to navigate in this dualistic reality. So you have to be able to understand that there are different facets of yourself, and you have to be able to maneuver wherever you're at, in whatever mode you choose to be in. Whether you're on a spiritual plane, you know how to navigate. If you're in this matter, you know how to navigate. Wherever you at, it doesn't matter what planet I'm on, what country I'm in, what situation I'm in. I know that I'm always going to be good because I know who I am, and I am my own compass. So I always know where I'm at all times. And I think that's the most important thing. Also, as to with balance, is about standing in your power and really knowing who you are, not just on a soul level, but across all levels. And because people think they talk about spirits and souls, but don't understand that those are different things. Those are different frequencies and different energies. But we're not even going to get into all that, because that's a lot right there.
Save that one.
Yes. So I just want to encourage all of you to do whatever you need to do for yourself and what works best for you to maintain balance in your life and in all spheres of your life. Whether you got to talk it out with yourself, whether you got to write it down and keep reminding yourself in print, whether you got to make a vision board, make an audio reminder, set an alarm to be like, boo, you need to meditate right now. Whatever it is that you need to do, see a coach, see a therapist, whatever it is that you feel that you need to do, there is no wrong, there is no right.
Shout out to Myriad Dynamics.
Ow.
Plug.
Hey. But do whatever y'all have to do. And as usual, I love y'all. And I hope everybody has a positive and productive week.
And make sure you tell yourselves that you love yourself. Like, you should hear that from yourself often.
Come on, sis.
Self, I love you.
Yes. Self-care every day. I love y'all. We out.
We out.